What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. Mike DiTullio along with Charlie Long running things behind the scenes. Got a lot of things going, and we want to tell everybody that the NBA lottery, it'll start at 6 o'clock. Somewhere in that 6:30 to 6:45 range is when we'll know exactly where the Pelicans will pick. They have a 12.5% chance of getting the first overall pick. And I was telling this to Charlie off the air. I rarely play the Powerball or, you know, any other stuff like that because I think the odds are so much against you. But here's my deal. If I knew my ticket would give me a 12.5% chance to win, I'd be playing it a lot more. That's all I can tell you. So we'll see exactly where the Pelicans will fall in the lottery breakdown at 4:20 or a little after. We'll have with us former college coach, and now he's one of the chief scouts for the NBA. Mark Cook will join us to kind of break down the top prospects. You know, we all know Cooper Flagg is number one, but what would be like 2 to 5 or 2 to 6 in his opinion, since he has seen and scouted all those players? At 4:40 this afternoon, we'll have Zach Nagy on from SI. He covers LSU, and LSU winning 2 out of 3 against Arkansas. And today, Charlie, it kind of bounced in every poll, number one ranked in the country. Here's my thing. You know what I want to be number one? When the season's over. Right now, that's all great and fine to be number one. And you do have that three-game series with South Carolina. Out in South Carolina, Paul Maneri and the Gamecocks have really struggled this year. Got to take care of business on the road. But impressive after Arkansas had swept Texas. And then you come back, and a great game Friday night, I should say Saturday morning when it ended. You and I were both up at that time, yeah. Sort of watching it unfold. And then the 10-run rule game Saturday, yesterday, not quite the same results. But LSU number one in the polls. And now let's take care of business when you go to Columbia, South Carolina.
Mike, there's a reason that we're so bullish on this LSU team getting to Omaha this year, and it starts and ends with those top two pitchers, and Cade Anderson and Anthony Ianson, and specifically Ianson, who's been fantastic over the last basically month and a half. And I feel like it's being a little bit underreported because Cade Anderson's been so good all year, but having that 1-2 punch is so, so important to postseason success. For regional play, it gets you off to good starts in the kind of winner's bracket. For a super regional, which is effectively a best 2 out of 3, you have those two studs on the mound that you can count on. And then once you get to Omaha, it's the same thing as like a regional. My entire kind of concept of what happened this past weekend at Arkansas, it just shows you how important playing at home in the SEC is. And it's exactly what Todd Walker said. You know, when we were previewing Arkansas, LSU had come off that weekend series loss to Texas A&M. And, you know, Arkansas had just bludgeoned Texas the weekend before in Fayetteville. And so we're all like, okay, well, what's going to happen here if LSU takes one of three? You know, what is the kind of magic number you need to get to that top eight national seed where you have the home road to Omaha and they take two or three from Arkansas and now they're the number one team in the country? It was a really fun weekend, Mike. A lot of batters really stepped up. That Sunday game, you know, the 7-4 line is a little bit misleading, I guess you would say. They got a couple late insurance runs Arkansas did to really kind of push away. And then Jay Johnson getting tossed in that game was ridiculous, but that's a story we'll save for another day. But just overall, a really strong weekend. And you've seen that Saturday performance from this LSU team a couple of times in SEC play where they really rise to the occasion and just destroy a really good team. They did it to Tennessee. They did it to Arkansas, where they just run rule one of these top 10 teams in the country. And the offense is just fantastic. So you see that in there. Playing at home, and this is what I'll say, I'll emphasize the top eight national seed thing as much as I can. If LSU gets the home path to Omaha, you feel great. So what is the magic number, right? If you can take two or three from South Carolina this upcoming weekend, or even potentially sweep, if they get 20 SEC wins, Mike, they're a lock for a top eight national seed. To do that, you have to sweep South Carolina this weekend. If they get 19, I think they're close to a lock. Playing at Alec Box Stadium is such a key for this team in the postseason. And I think they're really, really close to being able to guarantee that.
Yeah, Todd Walker brought that up last week, that he felt that was a big plus for LSU if they could get that that home field. And he felt it was the advantage playing Arkansas. As good as Arkansas had been, he felt playing in the box, they had an opportunity to win two of three. That's exactly what happened. Charlie, still ramifications off of what happened this past Saturday when you and I got to word around 9:30 and we did a special edition of Sports Talk on the Saturday along with Mike Hawes, Steve Geller, Jeff Nowak at the from the Saints camp, and we were able to bring you 2 hours of coverage at noontime with the sudden retirement of Derek Carr. And however it broke down, he's no longer a member of the football team, and it's sort of a move on now to the next sort of issues that you're going to have. And this team still has it. They still need to add veteran talent at cornerback, still need, to me, a left guard. Still need a veteran quarterback. And I'm not talking about Aaron Rodgers or, you know, Kirk Cousins. I'm talking about a guy who's been there, done that, and can kind of steady a very young room of quarterbacks, which is needed. You know, when you start a job somewhere, and it's a whole bunch of young people that have never done it, there's confusion. What you want is one guy that can kind of settle things down, and that's why I still think it's necessary that they do that. They have signed Donovan Peoples-Jones. It was first reported by Jeremy Fowler from ESPN, also Nick Underwood, Nick Underhill from New Orleans Pro Football, that he had come to terms. And it was funny Saturday when I heard the press conference. Kellen Moore rarely pontificates on any player. Everything is short and to the point, and then he's off of it. He did stretch the rubber band on Donovan Peoples-Jones, and this isn't like signing a dude from the UFL. He has started 31 games in the National Football League. His last big year certainly was in 2022 with the Browns, where he caught 61 passes. What's happened the last 2 years? How much gas he's got left in the football tank. And just remember, the average time for a National Football League player is 3.3 years in the league. He came in the league in 2020.
Yeah.
So that kind of tells you the story. Does he have enough to help this team in a role that would be specific? He's a big man receiver that can maybe move the chains for you in an offense that's looking for a guy like that.
Mike, I felt good about him going to Detroit, but he just really didn't do much there. I mean, it felt like a good landing spot, Ben Johnson's offense, all that good stuff. Just basically a year after he had that really good season with Cleveland, where he had that career high 839 receiving yards on 61 receptions, but it just didn't really work out for him. So, like you said, we'll hope that he's got something left in the tank because he could provide a role or fill a role for the Saints offense, but just got to see what he can do.
The other thing is he ain't costing you a ton of money. At this stage,
Sure.
Come on, you're getting him, and you're not it's not costing you a ton of money to sign Donovan Peoples-Jones, and he has come to terms with the Saints. Let's see how much football gas he has left in that football tank. We come back, we'll have on with us Mark Cook, chief scout for the NBA, to break down the top players in the NBA lottery. Charlie and Steve will have that for you in the 6 o'clock hour, exactly where the Pels will pick and who will get the number one pick, and they'll get Cooper Flag. Right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dottiglia along with Charlie Long, and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, former college basketball head coach, now scouting for the NBA, Mark Cook. Mark, great to talk to you again, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Mike. How are you guys?
Doing fine. Mark, I think we all know who's going to get picked number one. Lottery or no lottery, we know it'll be Cooper Flag. And it looks as though the consensus is Harper would be the number two overall pick. Just your thoughts on where do you think, and it may be different team needs, the third, fourth best player in this NBA draft class?
Well, depending on where the ping pong balls drop tonight, I think everything to the draft tonight is fit, culture, your project, and, you know, is the kid a project and what upside does he have? You say Harper number two. A lot of people are picking Bailey from Rutgers, his teammate, number three. And then you're going down the line to VJ Edgecombe from Baylor, Trey Johnson from Texas, you know, as they drop. And it depends on who needs what. There's a lot of teams in that lottery that need a lot this year. Where you talk about what position they're drafting for, it's like severe. I need a player in this position because we have a severe need for it.
Mark, taking a look, and you've watched Cooper Flag, and it's just a one-year look now, But he seems to be a very mature young man. He kind of carried the weight of the world on his back because you knew going in he was the guy that everybody was going to be watching this year. Your thoughts on Cooper Flagg and how he will handle the NBA, because it's a different world. A lot more travel, a lot more scrutiny. If you think you caught some of the wind of the vortex of the tornado before, now you're really going to catch it going into the NBA. From a maturity level and from a talent level, how do you feel he'll handle the NBA?
I think he'll handle it well. I do like his maturity. I've watched him play since he was a kid coming out of Maine playing on the USA basketball team in Europe. I was like, who is this kid from Maine playing like this in Europe? And he's gotten better every year. He's uplifted his game. He's expanded his game. So I think the transition will be good for him. He's like any other rookie, though. You know, you go from playing maybe 35 to 40 games to 82 regular season games, you know, six or seven preseason games, and then postseason. So that's a lot of basketball for guys that maxed out at maybe 40 games if you win the national championship.
So, Mark, an interesting thing about this draft class, it's been very highly touted, but, you know, with Duke and Cooper Flagg, that's one thing. They make a run to the Final Four. Even people that follow college basketball kind of, they're not diehard fans of it. They at least saw him make it to Houston, right, for the Final Four this past year, or San Antonio, my bad, and lose to Houston. But I want to get your thoughts on the other two prospects that you brought up from Rutgers with Dylan Harper and Ace Bailey, because a lot of, you know, not diehard college basketball fans really didn't get to see him this year because they weren't very good. They didn't make it to the NCAA tournament at all. But they're both still talented guys. So I want to get your evaluation of Harper, because it feels like he's the number two guy in this class, and then Bailey, who, as you mentioned, feels like the number three.
Yeah, Harper, now both of them I have questions about, because here you have two lottery picks on a Division I basketball team, and you don't even, let alone go to postseason play, you don't even have a winning season. So that's, as an evaluator, that's what I have to look at also. And then some of those fears can be settled in interviews. If you get the chance that you're in 2, 3, 4, and 5, then you definitely have to bring him in and interview. You really shouldn't have to see him work out, because you know the skill level that is there, because he is a point guard that's a very good spot-up shooter. Not that much of a creator, but I like his size at 6'6". So he's got a lot of upside, and I think that's what people are looking at for both the kids from Rutgers, because they come from a program that did have a losing season, but their upside, everybody is salivating about.
One of the things, Mark, you brought up Trey Johnson from Texas and got to see him play, another shooting guard, all these really young players, because really when you look at it, Flagg, Harper, Bailey, Johnson, even Fears from Oklahoma, all those guys, aren't they all true freshmen? Every one of them? And so your thoughts on Trey Johnson, because he's somebody that I've heard a lot of people really like, and they think he's a good player now, but he could really elevate his game with more seasoning and certainly more experience playing against top talent.
Yeah, he had a good year this year shooting the ball. He shot 40% from the three-point line. He's a terrific athlete. When you look at somebody like him, you say, all right, we know he can catch and shoot it, so we run him to the corner like everybody likes to do in the NBA nowadays for your three-point shooter. But can he go out and get a shot off the dribble? And you can develop that as an NBA player, just get in the gym and get it done. The youth movement in the league now, it comes down to the general manager, his approach to building his roster. Are you going to be patient enough to take some of these young guys and work with them? A few of them worked out last year. You know, when you look at the guys that graded out pretty good, Risha Shea for Atlanta came in, did a good job. Even Castle from the Spurs. Once Wimby went down, he stepped it up. He averaged 17 points a game. He was their first-round pick last year. So I look at some of the young guys, and I say to myself, you know, are they going to be the next Risha Shea to step in and as a youngster and contribute to the team and help the team get the postseason?
So one prospect that I'm very intrigued by, Mark, is outside of the top three, because, you know, a lot of folks will say basically from 4 to 10, it's a lot of toss up. And maybe some think that VJ Edgecombe is really kind of the clear cut number four guy. Some maybe even say that he's number three. I want to get your evaluation of VJ, because from what I keep hearing about him, super athletic kind of freak and jump out of the gym type of guy. But, you know, as far as developing in the NBA, what do you kind of see from VJ Edgecombe, the guard from Baylor?
Well, same thing. He's what you're going to see from him is a wing shooter. You know, he can knock it down, and he's a tremendous athlete, can help you on the boards. And, you know, if he came from Baylor, that means he knows something about defense, because they do a good job there. Secondary player in your offense, maybe third option, he could develop into, and probably even a second option on an NBA team that has a veteran that's an all-star. He, you know, Baylor's kids have done pretty well. Misi for the Pelicans, you know, he's from Baylor, and he played there 1 year, and I thought he came in and did a very good job his first year, you know, with without a lot of fanfare, I should say.
Mark, Jeremiah Fears from Oklahoma. We're talking about freshmen all across the board here, and he's a point guard. He's in that 6'3.5", 6'4" range, somewhere there. What you've seen of Fears and your thoughts on him at the NBA level?
Well, all the young guys, especially the point guards, they have to come in and know their role. Yes, you drop 15, 20 a game in college, but you're coming in, you're playing with a guy who's an all-star, and you have to know, all right, I have to run the offense, and I have to get other people involved. You know, what is my role? Am I the third option? Do I get to knock down the three from the NBA line when they double up one of the pro guys that I'm playing with, or all-star guys I'm playing with? So I think it just comes down to Fears looking at as well. I loved him, his speed, you know, he's lefty, so, and he's very crafty. He can get to the basket and score over people, but he's got a quick trigger from the three-point line. And I loved watching him play because he plays with such quickness, and I think that translates easily to the NBA.
You know, Mark, it's interesting. I've asked a couple different people this question, and I've got four different prospect answers, which kind of goes back to my point that basically once you get out of the top three or four, that it gets kind of jumbled a little bit. The Pelicans tonight have a 48.1% chance of landing in the top four, so it's effectively a coin flip. And, you know, their most likely pick is actually pick six at 25.7. They also have a 16.8% chance to get pick seven, which is their second highest pick odds. So if the Pelicans don't get lucky and get into that top four, who are the kind of the top names that you're thinking about for the Pelicans as a fit? I know that we've talked about some of those guys that could go in that range, but who do you think would fit the Pels best?
Two positions, point guard and center. I really like Queen from Maryland. He's a 6'10", 6'11 guard. He handles the ball very well, can score, run up and down the floor for his size, can play a little bit with his back to the basket. I don't know. They need a point guard. So, but my thing with them is, do you go young with your point guard, depending on what Joe Dumars is going to do with his roster? Does he keep Zion and go young and just build a roster, or does he keep Zion and then try to get some people around him that can help him play? I like Noah Torre from France, 6'5 guard. He's played for Saint Germain this year. I saw him play in the 18-and-under Euro Championships last summer. Very slick ball handler, can score, can get your team into the offense. Very high basketball IQ, and I like his size. I like big point guards, you know, in the NBA now. You know, when I'm looking at guards and people are asking me, this kid at this school, this kid, I'll look at it and say, he's 6 foot. I said, he doesn't have a shot. So I like Noah Torre or Queen, one of the two. I think the biggest thing about the Pels is not so much who they get first. It's their second and their two-way guys. That's, to me, is where guys with the Pelicans are going to have to make a change, because they play in the West. Not only do they have to have stars, they have to have a bench, too. And right now, it's not helping them any.
Mark, it's funny that you bring up Queen because we had Boog on, who is, you know, the head basketball coach at Nicholls State today. But he's got the tie into Maryland. And when we had him on to preview
the Crab Five,
his first comment was Derek Queen. He's the guy. And it was funny for Boog. I mean, it was no prodding. He said it real quick. That guy is going to be a star in the NBA level. And he was quick to point it out exactly what you talked about, that I think he'll be a top five or six pick in the NBA draft.
Yeah, because his skill level is so high for somebody 6'10", 6'11". He handles the ball like a guard. He can take folks off the dribble. If he has another NBA post player guarding him out on the perimeter, he's going to blow by him like he was a 6 foot guard.
Well, that is impressive. Mark, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. We finally know where they're going to pick. We'll get you back on to kind of preview. We'll have a better range of the players that the Pelicans will be looking at. Thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
All right. Thank you very much and look forward to returning.
All right.
About the draft after the draft.
There you go.
Thank you.
Mark King, was a former head basketball coach, now is a chief scout for the NBA. When we return, we'll have on with the Zach Nagy. He covers LSU football, baseball, basketball for SI.com right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dottiglia along with Charlie Long, and on our Oakwood Heart Jewelers talk and text line from SI.com, covers the LSU Tigers, Zach Nagy. Zach, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Right off the bat, because we've had text about it, and sort of is a strange area to get a cramp, but any updates on Cade Anderson? Because, listen, as a guy getting up in age, man, you get stuff flare up on you that you didn't even know you had years ago. But Cade is a young guy in life. It seemed to be an odd spot to get a cramp. But, again, any more news other than what Coach Johnson spoke about after the game?
Yeah, first of all, Mike, appreciate you having me on as always. It's always a great time talking ball with you and Charlie. And
kind of hitting the ground running here for Cade. Yeah, you kind of hit the nail on the head there. Pretty unique spot to catch a cramp, right? He was sitting there at the mound, couldn't really grip the ball, then went ahead and hit a 92-mile-per-hour fastball right there during his practice pitches. So he was clearly feeling right, but it just kept nagging on him over and over again. So he went back into the kind of the dugout, went and got evaluated, and the general consensus right now is that he's fine. That's what Jay Johnson said, and they're going to continue to monitor it moving forward. But like you said, a pretty interesting spot to get a cramp, right?
Yeah. But again, as I get up in age, you find out, man, things cramp on you that never cramped up before. So maybe a little bit of those 90-something mile-an-hour pitches got to him at that point. Would you be – it's kind of a two-part question here. Would you be surprised that Jay Johnson doesn't pitch Cade Anderson against the Gamecocks? That would be number one. And secondly, just the way it ended in dramatic fashion early Saturday morning seemed to set the tone for the weekend. You were able to 10-run rule a very good Arkansas team the next day, or the same day, I should say, just a little bit later in the day. And then yesterday what happened, but to win 2 out of 3 was huge. But first things first, the stuff about, would you be surprised if Cade Anderson didn't pitch against South Carolina? And secondly, to play at home in Alex Box is huge. So all concentration, no matter how bad the Gamecocks has been, is, hey, we got to go over there and win and maybe sweep them or win 2 out of 3 or whatever. But we can't let this team fall in the same rabbit hole that Texas A&M did against Missouri.
Correct, and you're right on the money, Mike. I mean, you go into this weekend knowing that Cade Anderson is dealing with that kind of issue, whether it's a fluids thing, he just needs to get more fluids in him, he's going to be A-OK, or maybe it's a little bit more, so you want to watch him, rest him, et cetera. So for me, I would not be surprised to not see him pitch. Will Jay Johnson go down that route? That's to be determined, of course, but it wouldn't surprise me in the slightest. And then getting to the next part of your question is, yeah, you got to go out there and win at least 2 out of 3. I think just to continue to keep your name in that top 8 overall seed conversation. You have been successful at home. We know that this program dominates in Alex Box Stadium for good reason. There's always a ton of juice there. They always thrive in those late game moments. So you want to be at home for both regionals and super regionals. So you got to go into the series and kind of have all hands on deck. Does that mean that Cade Anderson's going to be in the mix? Time will tell, but again, wouldn't be too surprised to see them kind of take things slow with him over the next couple of days.
One of the things in playing South Carolina and see what happened this year, and man, it's been kind of a fall apart team. And this was a couple years ago at a signing event. I was with Paul Maneri, and we got to talking after, you know, autograph stuff and everything. And he gave me every indication that he wanted to coach again. And it was funny to me. It sort of caught me a little bit off guard. I knew he had been troubled with a back issue. And you never really recover from that. Man, it bothers you all the time when you've got one. But when I asked him about, coach, it's the end, right? And he was like, not necessarily. He said, I still love to coach. I still love to be out on the field and developing players. He said, I'm not crazy about the NIL transfer stuff. But he said, you know, everything else, I really do miss it, not being involved. But to see how it's went this year with the Gamecocks, I don't think even he could have envisioned it would have been this bad for his baseball team.
Yeah, I think it's been a pretty difficult stretch for Paul Maneri and company out there in Columbia. I think when you come into this new era of kind of recruiting where you got to pay to play, right? You got to go out and shell out some big bucks to get the top talent to your team. I don't think it was going to be a situation where they bounced back overnight with Maneri at the helm, but certainly, Mike, you're right there on the money. I mean, it has been an abysmal season for the Gamecocks out there. So you're entering kind of that back end of the season. Now you're entering the final weekend of the season. And of course, they're going to come out all guns a-blazing. They want to come out and show out for Paul, obviously, going up against his former team. But to keep it kind of straight on your question, it's been a pretty challenging season for that program, especially looking back on this past weekend as well. So not one that has gone accordingly for them, but they're going to come out this weekend, and obviously it's the SEC. Any team can win any given day. So they're going to come out this weekend, and LSU's going to have to be on their A game just to make sure that all things go right and take down a team that they should really handle business against, like you were saying.
Zach, you know, Mike brought up, obviously, Cade Anderson, who's been the ace all year long. But, you know, on this LSU pitching staff, Anthony Ianson, over the last basically month and a half, has been unbelievable. He just puts up great start after great start after great start. Another excellent showing against Arkansas this past weekend after he threw a 9-inning complete game, one hit, one run against Texas A&M. And I went and did the math. I crunched the numbers a little bit. If you exclude the game at Auburn, which is a game that LSU lost, he had a poor performance where he gives up four runs in five innings there. In six of his last seven showings, he's thrown 37 and a third innings pitch, allowed four earned runs and 65 strikeouts. That's against Mississippi State. That's against Oklahoma, Alabama, Tennessee, Texas A&M, and Arkansas. If you're talking about why we're so bullish on LSU's potential chances to make it to Omaha, having that second elite pitcher is so important, and they got it with Anthony Ianson.
No doubt, Charlie. I mean, again, crushed it on the numbers. Those are spot on. They're accurate. They depict how sensational he's been over the last couple of weeks. And obviously, when you're a transfer and you're upping your competition level into the SEC, it could always take a little bit of time to get into a groove. That might have been what happened with Anthony Ianson. And now we're here. He's in a groove. He's hot, scorching hot, I would say, at the right time, getting ready for postseason play. And he's that number two starter that you really want to see get hot at this time. You could argue that LSU has the best 1-2 punch of Cade Anderson and, of course, Anthony Ianson in all of college baseball. They've been sensational this season. Anthony has been red hot down the stretch, and we saw more of that this weekend. So to have him be clicking on all cylinders at this time and really, really tossing some good stuff is putting you in a really good spot moving forward with the SEC tournament nearing. It's hard to not be bullish on this team, Charlie. I think you're kind of nailing it right there. You're starting to see that dynamic pitching rotation, that pitching staff that you got. It's hard to not be excited about what the team can do. And it obviously starts with a player like Anthony Ianson who's clicking.
And then, Zach, you know, one last one for you here. You know, Mike and I were talking about this earlier on in the hour that it feels like this LSU team just feels a lot more comfortable at the box, at the plate, specifically guys like Ethan Frye and Jake Brown, who had really big weekends against Arkansas this past weekend. But, you know, if you're talking about getting the top eight national seed, which is so important because you have that quote-unquote home path to Omaha, it feels like LSU is just tough to beat at the box, Zach. I mean, it's not many teams in regional play or even super regional that you could see coming into the box and taking, you know, a series in super regional or knocking them out in a regional.
Yeah, there's not that many teams, Charlie, that I see that could come into the box and handle business against LSU. And I don't want to kind of sunshine pump and really hype up this team too much, but they're the number one team in America. They're clicking right now. They're coming off of a tremendous series win over Arkansas. You're seeing Ianson really hit his groove. Cade Anderson, of course, we think he's going to be right moving forward as well. So you're seeing this team really click, and a lot of it has to do with their success at home too. So you let this team really, really get going and have them host regional and super regional, get that top eight seed. It's hard to not sit back and feel really comfortable about the trajectory of the program in postseason ball. I'm excited to see where they can go from here, but you're spot on. I think if they can get a top eight seed and host, it's hard to not be bullish on what this team can do kind of in postseason play moving forward.
Zach, real quick, one last question. Hasn't been the greatest weekend for LSU football recruiting. Now, it's real early, and who knows what happens with players today because that verbal commitment ain't worth the piece of paper that it was sort of written on. But I really thought they had a shot with Haywood Howard Jr. We talked a lot about him Thursday with Renee Nato, a big cover cornerback from Edna Carr. And the reason why I thought the door got open, Terry Joseph, who's from New Orleans and was at Texas, he was the one recruiting Howard, and then he joins the Saints. So it opened up the door for LSU, who, to be honest with you, maybe you can clear this up, Zach, I don't think they were heavily involved with Howard. And then all of a sudden they got in the ring to try to get him, and he decides to commit to Texas. And I know it's still early in the game, and then losing Ja'Kai, you sort of knew something was happening at receivers because they're bringing in every wide receiver that they can bring in, that he would flip Ja'Kai Anderson from McDonough 35 going to SMU, and they do have money at SMU. But your thoughts on Howard, because I thought the door was wide open to grab him in the backyard, and he already got a commitment from, you know, the safety in Aiden Hall and Richard Anderson, the defensive nose guard.
Yeah, that the recruiting pipeline with Edna Carr is clicking right now. Obviously, Frank Wilson has busted that door wide open and has been just in constant communication with the players on that team. obviously players that have the SEC caliber to really shine with LSU. So you've seen them open up dialogue, extend offers, interest, et cetera. And then you look at a guy like Hayward Howard, who didn't receive that offer from LSU until a couple of weeks ago. Obviously, they got their foot in the door relatively early and became contenders down. And when I say early, early in spring ball. So they got in there, started to make a move, became serious contenders for him. And then he went and took a visit to Texas, and they really kind of wined and dined him and gave him that treatment that he was looking for. They've been a player in his recruitment for quite some time, obviously the Terry Joseph connection, like you said a second ago. But nonetheless, he felt at home there, and that's a team that really has been on him from the jump. But I think you're going to see LSU continue to keep their foot on the gas here, Mike. This is a player that's right down the road, that Edna Carr connection. And obviously coming in the summer, there's going to be a bunch of camps. They want to get some verified numbers, some verified testing before actually – you know, letting him pull that trigger. So we'll see what happens there once he does get those verified testing numbers, et cetera. But right now, Texas holds that current commitment. We'll see what happens down the stretch, but it's a long ways out until he puts pen to paper. The Longhorns are building something special in that 2026 class. Obviously, Howard is a fantastic player, and they'd love to keep him. LSU is going to give him stuff to think about down the stretch as well. And then hitting on that last piece of your question, and Jakai Anderson, man, they have three top 30 wide receivers committed to LSU right now, headlined by the number one wide receiver in America, in Tristan Keys. They have a fantastic core that they're working with, and you could see them look to add another player, that being a fourth wide receiver, in that 2026 haul down the stretch. So there are some names that are continuing to circulate there for them there, but Anderson's going to have a really good opportunity to get on the field early out there in Dallas with SMU.
Man, can he fly? I mean, I always tell this to Charlie. Speed never had a bad day in its life, and it doesn't with Jakai. Man, he can run, flat-out run. Zach, thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it, and always great insights on LSU baseball and a little bit of football at the end.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Mike. Keep a good one.
Thanks so much. That was Zach Nagy, who covers the LSU Tigers for SI.com. We'll be back to finish it off here in hour number one right after this break. Finishing off here in hour number one of Sports Talk on the Big 870. Have a lot more sports talk right after this news break here on the Big 870 WWL.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.